Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens, as we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, work.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time going hard.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the Asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you Ashalon.
Hi, y'all. How we doing? So this is like State of the Kingdom, and the way this works is you send in questions, just like little Miss Teacher's assistant there told you, and I answer them. And the questions are usually gameplay related. However, at times it goes into rambling neuroses of weirdness. And so this is kind of just an interactive talk show. And we kind of catch people up to date, what's kind of been going on last week, and stuff like that. So, anyway, I'm going to play a few songs. I'm going to let you guys come up with something to ask me to deal with answers, and then we'll see exactly how delusional this show ends up being this week, because, it's usually delusional one way or another. So, anyway, I'm going to play about 15 minutes worth of songs, and then we'll come back and we will talk. So, you're listening to Save the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. All right. yeah. I'm going to get in trouble. So going to get in trouble. Alright, so, latest Tuesday update. If you might have noticed, there is a rumpus room now in Clan. In Clan, we now have all sorts of various sundries of stuff. And, we have the Mr. Claw game, which gives us little stuffed creatures. I'm not sure which one I like the best yet, because they're all cute. And then there's a soda machine and a chip machine and some things that give you extra PvP, and some things that you can get more meat. And so, this is interesting. Again, choices equal strategy equal fun, as Jake and Scully say, which I kind of read to them. Now you have to decide how, as a clan, you're going to give extra stuff to your teammates or to your clanmates. Do you give them, as a group, do you guys get turns, or do you get extra meat, or do you get stuff, or do you get PvP fights? And it's very neat little kind of way to make you think, and I approve. I do approve. So yes, I do agree that it is pretty neat. And so the Rumpus Room is kind of the new little thing. People were whining, I don't like greater stuff right there. The stuff badge was pretty neat. What was the other one that I got one, and I thought it was just cute. The stuff badger is pretty neat. So there's like KWE cards, and there's like some hard diamond spade necklaces. What did I get? Oh, I'm not finding where they are. I'm like, huh. Interesting, I've somehow lost them. That or they're on Dark Eagle. Maybe they're on Dark Eagle. And that's why I'm not finding them. Maybe Ash is like, had just crap luck getting stuff. No, I'm pretty sure they're... I don't know where I put them. I don't care if you left the clan, that's, you know, no one else gave me any other suggestions, or saying anything, so yeah. Oh, there they are, they're in the offhands. The stuffed hand turkey's kinda cute. The stuffed baby gravy fairy is kinda cute too. That's a good picture, by the way. Stuffed baby gravy fairy. So yeah, those are all pretty neat little things. Yeah, they're in the offhands. But yeah, there's all sorts of different items, and nobody knows exactly if there's a trophy or anything for them yet. As far as I know, last time I checked the forums, no one had found anything. But you never know. Even though apparently there's been some Jake and Scully show lately that has been talking about a plethora of trophies to soon be released / discovered. So, should be fun. Oh, yeah, Phoenix. Yeah, Phoenix Star Rising. Yeah, the stuffed cow. Because you can be the stuffing out of the cow. yeah, the cow. You know, I was reading the article that was showing that the cow actually will show up on level 6 more often than not. And Jake was going, no. And they're running tests with the functions, and they're going, yes. But it shouldn't work that way. And I was so tempted to want to go in there and go, random numbers on computer programs aren't really random because they work off seed numbers. And I've done this with my kids. We've done random numbers on like TI-84s and TI-83s, and if they've never done the random number generator before on their calculator, they will all get the freaking same number. I kid you not. It's all based on seed. So, yeah, it's not really random. But I so didn't want to get into that argument, because I'd be told, yeah, you don't know anything about anything, because you're, like, not in a power plant. So, no, there's actually really supposed to be seriously new trophies. Because, like, yeah. I can zap the fluffy snowy owl into what? time for me to go pull up the wiki. Because, yeah, this week, busy. Have I been paying a bit of damn attention to anything? Nope. yeah, doing robotics and things. Oh, into a stuff yo-yo. No, that makes logical sense. That's excellent. That's funny. Yeah, Phoenix Fire Rising, that will never happen. Because, A, I don't have any coding ability at all. B, I don't live anywhere near Arizona, and I have no desire to move out there. And apparently, see, I've ticked off too many people with my attitude at times, so whatever. So Javalco asks, what does one do with 2,458 bloody beers and 15,580 pieces of toast? See, Javalco won my last two item of the night contest. And so, bloody beer and toast, one hell of a breakfast. Just get some sausage and there you go. Sir 4684 says, what is the best ascension reward? Well, that really kind of goes to your taste, you know. Some people like the rewards that give you PvP fights, and some people like the things that give you item drops, and people like the things that give you meat drops. It's all in how you play. Some people like the ones that give you extra adventures. So, best ascension reward really comes down to how do you play the game. You know, I mean, it really comes down to that. There's not a definitive best on that. So, yep. But I have the mass. Yeah, but Riff has the mass too. Pussy Willow asks, "Hey Ash, I'm a sorcerer level 10 sorcerer." Redundancy department of redundancy. And it's been using the oversized pizza cutter for a while. Is there some other Miss Kelly weapon that I can use that lets me also hold a spell book? Well, yeah, there are plenty of other Miss Kelly weapons that let you hold a spell book. They're just not as strong as the pizza cutter. See, the thing about, if you look at the weapons, and I know there's probably an exception or two, but I'm talking generic trend, is that the stronger an item gets weapon-wise, more often than not it takes two hands. So you don't get the offhand, or you don't get to use a dual wield, and it's kind of the give and take. More intrinsic power, no offhand. And so that's kind of logical. But yeah, there are a buttload of mysticality weapons. A buttload. So, or, you know, back to the beers and toast, they make a great display case shelf of things I won from Ashlawn from the Island of the Night with the two radio button candies. Hint, hint, to poke. Wombat, I'm so behind on the JIT show. I haven't, listened to the last three because Thursday nights I never get to listen to because it's just too late for me. And no one records those very much anymore. No, wait, those are the ones that actually get put up on Asymmetric. So I could get those. And then the Monday ones, people were, not recording them lately, so I'm like, ah, crap. Or at least, you know, they're not doing the transcripts. I always read the transcripts if I missed it. So, yeah. Sir 4684, I'm going to ascend for the first time soon, so I'd like to know how Hutch Ass Ronin is going to suck, and I don't do store plugs unless I get bribed to do a small ad on air. So, haha. Ronin is not that bad if you just manage your pulls. If you know, okay, let me have some food in storage that I can pull my food to early on to get better turns. Let me have maybe a pair of pants or a weapon that I'm not going to get as soon as I'd like but would help me live. You know, Ronin's not terrible if you just learn to use it. Now, you're not going to be able to go to the mall, so you really got to start thinking, and as you go through your ascensions more and more, you'll start realizing, oh, I need to stock this, and this, so that I have. That was something that I learned with Dark Eagle about 20, and was like, okay, I'm tired of having to go to the Hermit to get the dinghy planks, so I'm going to go buy 30 of them and slap them in my hang storage and pull one out. Where I run out, I go buy 30 more. And it was just, I didn't care. I was just fed up with trying to have to go do that. So, again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. If you try to message me, I won't get to it because I'm working off a list that comes from Teacher's Assistant. I have to say, it was so funny whenever I was at KOLCon 3 and I was open my character and I was on my main screen and you know, it's the same way that Radio Bugware works, because it's how you can read without being logged into them. People in the house, I was like, what's that? Wait, what the fuck is that? Is that something new? What the? I said, no, this is something I do with the radio. Oh, crap. They're like, whoa. It was funny. Inferno Hero asked to get the Clockwork Key trophy. I know you have to find the Clockwork Keys on your own, but do you have to keep them in your possession to get the trophy, or do you have to sell them off? Well, let's go specifically to the wiki, and I will read you word for word what it says, okay? Specifically, it's called the Gadget Inspector Trophy, okay? And it is said, this trophy is earned by collecting 10 Clockwork Keys in a single ascension, okay? The keys do not have to be possessed all at once. They can be super tinkered or sold. Just 10 keys total need to be found. So, oh, Lilith, I'll show you later. So, no, you do not have to heat them. Well, let's see here. Inferno Hero also asks, what's better for speed ascending, the baby gravy fairy to find items and then the spooky temple, or adventuring with your sombrero volleyball? I would say 70 to 80 to 90 percent of your senders will say that stats are king, and sombrero volleyball is better, unless you've got an ascender going for a specific other goal within their run, like golden meat sack or something, then that would be different. Phoenix Fire Rising says, okay, here's another warning. What do you do? I'm a level 12 turtle tamer trying to level to 15 for Tau. What's the best non-clover gallery leveler? Still going to go with the castle to your stat point, because if you're level 12, you've already pretty much going to have your secondary stats, and you probably already killed the 90 sorcerers. So all you need to deal with is your primary stat. So if you go to the castle and you put on everything you can to do more non-combat adventures and farm in there, you're going to get those non-combat stat-boosting adventures once you get your wheel set to where it needs to go. And you're going to get enough points that it you know, betters out the non-combats that don't give you any stats. So, pretty much if you're talking non-gallery, then the castle with the stat adventures is still very, very good. Inferno Hero, whose voice is the teacher's assistant? Oh, that was Wesley. That was Wesley. If you're Moxie class, the Haunted Ballroom and the Spooky Room is also good for Moxie gains, especially if you have dance cards, which is true. But for non-manor entirely, I would definitely go to the castle. An adventurer is Mikaya, says, I have two questions. Firstly, my friend wants to know how to cross the orc chasm. Well, did you hit that one bump and you... Wait, no. Wrong orc chasm. You need a bridge. You do need a bridge. And the council will tell you that the pirates might have help to find that bridge, assuming that you can get a pirate's outfit, and the bridge might be tied up inside of another item, and so you might have to untinker it. But if you adventure in the, and I don't want to get, you know, if you adventure in the pirate's area with a pirate's swashbuckling outfit, you're going to get something that's going to go, bridge. It's not going to make sense, but it says bridge, and you'll go, ah. So there you go. Inferno Hero, don't you love putting H's after S's when you're not supposed to? No. Lord Matthias says, I've got a question. Have you heard tell of any new trophies related to the Crane Grabber? Not at this time. Inferno Hero asks, do you think that the new Rocky movie is going to be ridiculous? Well, knowing that I'm not planning to go watch it. I'm definitely not going to go watch it, so I don't care. Istanbul, not Constantinople, asks, this is a real doozy of a question, so brace yourself. Okay. I'm braced. I have the following skills hardcore permanent. Lunging Thrustmack, Eye of the Stoat, Armor Craftiness, Amphibian Sympathy, Pasta Mastery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Mad Looting Skills, Advanced Cocktail Crafting, and Summon Snow Cone. Okay. I intend to make Double-Fisted Skull Smashing permanent this run. Okay. My plans for the next few runs are, first, I plan to use a Shillelagh to help me get through Accordion Thief to get Madrigal. Interesting, okay. I plan to use Madrigal to help me get through another Seal Clubber to get Thrust Smack. Alright. I plan to use Madrigal and Shillelagh to help me get through Pasta Master to pick up Leash of Linguini. I plan to use these skills to get me through Turtle Tamer and get Empathy, and then the Skull Cap et al. To get Ambidextrous Fung Seeking. Okay. I can go with that. Those are all respectable. You may want to think about Springy Fusilli as well as a skill soonish you may want. My questions are as follows. Number one, would it be wise to switch Empathy and Thrustmack? Yes. Empathy should go before early stuff, because you want buffs that give you extra familiar levels, which if you're doing item gathering or stat gathering, that's going to help. So, yes. Number two, are there any other skills I should be taking in place of those? The Ambidextrous Fung Seeking helps with the Naughty Sorceress. It's really about the only place that it really helps. And with the Shadow. You know, things that help your LTS synergy, which it looks like you're trying to build. So, like, Claws of the Otter, Claws of the Walrus, Jackass's Symphony of Destruction, Springy Fusilli. Those would all be good things to also look at as well to get. I can't seem to make my hardcore runs go below 9 days. Are these smart skills too quick in my run? The skills that you're getting that will buff or boost up your stat gaining familiar will help. I'm leaning on reagent potions, number 4. I'm leaning on reagent potions to get me through the castle and the hole in the sky. Is there a better way to do this without being nearly dead or completely dead after each battle? Yes. And that would be to up the damage and initiative on your lunging thrust max synergy. So that was why I was suggesting that you increase your initiative, that you increase your damage per hit. Because the logic is, if I have first hit and I can beat the snot out of you first shot, then, yeah, there you go. People ask me, why is Fung Seeking awesome for the Naughty Sorceress? Because I can shoot two plot holes, or I can shoot a plot hole in a potion after she's beat my ass for a while. And it works well. Number 5, any other suggestions I should be following? No, you seem to be doing pretty good. Keep it up. Spotastic says, K-mail sent due to length of question. Uh-oh. Well, I'm a PvP whore, as you should know, so my question deals with familiars. Is the extra stats gained from a Cheshire Bitten worth it at lower levels, or would I be justified taking my PvP familiar, a Mosquito, through the gash and level the bat throughout the run, realizing that I'm going for the hardcore Oxy Loop on Spo? Also, familiar management is a problem I seem to not be able to overcome through my runs. I have 40 or so familiars and don't know which ones are good to use when. Do you have any suggestions for what to use when throughout a run? Okay, I'm going to use the second question first. If you're not basing your issue on PvP, okay, and I'm going to kind of pause that for a second, but I usually use the Cheshire Bitten, a Symbol Playing Monkey, or a Hovering Sombrero to maximize my stat gains on the stat days that I'm playing during my Oxy day runs, you know, not as much for hardcore, but specifically for Oxy, so that I could really boost through. And the only time I would switch off of that to an item gathering familiar is when I really needed some item that I had to have for the quest. So, for example, something from the harem, and it was just not dropping. Something for the swashbuckling outfit, and it just was not dropping. Or some other outfit, or something for the tower, and it was just not dropping. And especially by the time I got to my castle, if my stats were fairly good, I would switch on to the item drop to help with, like, pixel farming, or for castle item farming, if I need them. Now, there are a lot of people who still say, oh, Pygmy Bugbear Shaman, and there are people who say a Homeless Hobo Spirit, especially if you're an Oxy Core, because you don't need the drinks, or, you know, etc., whatever. And that's fine, and those are choices based on playstyle. I'm not saying those are wrong. But majority of time to boost your familiars, you know, right now Jake even made this point, and he kinda got pissy about it, and it was almost a great Jake rant, but he kinda cut it short. He says, I made all these familiars and people are using like 5. And, you know, he's right. People are using about 5 different familiars, and that's about it. So, you know, that's kind of a problem there. Now, back to the PvP. I am not a PvP whore. In fact, the only PvP I did was way when I was really young and didn't know any better and failed miserably, and B, to get the PvP trophy. So that being said, I don't know. Again, if you do have a question, you send that to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. So, I throw this out to the generic PvP community who may or may not be listening. Cheshire Bitten for early stats versus PvP familiar the mosquito and then leveling the bat. If you didn't have the PvP as part of that question, it would be hands down the bat. But I guess it depends on how much positioning you put on your PvP runs for your stat gains, or your, I guess if you're hardcore, you can't get stat gains. I don't know. Can you get stat gains? See, I don't know. I don't PvP. I don't really freaking have a clue how it works. That's like the one part of the game I don't really even go towards. So, I don't know. So, if someone who's like a good PvP person would be nice to, you know, throw stuff at me about PvP info, myself and Spotastic would really appreciate that, because that is the one part of the game that I know absolutely squat about. So I continue on. Again, if you have any questions, you can send that to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. And Cerny asked, okay, I've gotten faster on my hardcore runs. However, I still spin in the upper 800 to 900 adventures per run. How do I decrease my turn count per hardcore run? You're getting close to that point of where you're going to have to transition from an LTS synergy run more towards a stasis run to get those really high fast speed runs that you're seeing on the hardcore leaderboard. Now, if you want to do turn counts and don't care about day counts, you could only adventure on stat days. I mean, my lowest turn counts were on my hardcore oxys. Of course, my day counts were huge. And, you know, there's the 95 turn run, which was stat everything up and then just do the minimum turns to get the items you needed, which was kind of cool. And, so that would be kind of my suggestions. Because, yeah, that's your, I mean, that's kind of a serious, let me look at my hardcore turn stuff, because I was doing turns in the 800 to 900 range, 1,000, then I get my oxys were in the 800s, and that was just kind of, you know, that was about where I was at, and that was just my speed, And I'm being, I've been told that pretty much get a little closer to that, you're starting to look towards, more towards at least stasising part of your run, and then transferring it to pretty much all of your run, is my understanding of the uber fast hardcore runs. Which, if I'm wrong, please feel free to someone tell me. Takato26 says, I'm about to ascend either today or tomorrow. What skill should I perm, and what class should I head to next? I'm a steel clubber now. Well, if you do not have lunging thrust smack, take it, and then loop back to steel clubber and get Eye of the Stoat. Now, if you have one or both, then do that. And then you could go to Pasta Mancer for Licia Linguini or Pasta Mastery. You could go to Disco Bandit for Mad Looting Skills. It's kind of hard for me to give you suggestions on what to get, and I really don't know what you already have and how far along you are on a basis of beginning skills. Tiny Plastic Kitten asks, why are Helion cubes so expensive? Because you use them to make Hell Ramen, and Hell Ramen is good stuff. Hell Ramen is good, good stuff. And people like it. And so that's why. Jafalco says, do you think that Hero of the Half Shell and Spirit of Rigatoni should be changed? They can mess up other classes if permed. Well, only if you use those items. If you don't ever hold a shield, and if you don't ever equip a staff, guess what? Nothing happens. So, I mean, Dargio has them permed. It's not ruining my character. Of course, he's almost level 20-something now. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, as long as you don't, like, use a shield or don't use a staff, then you're fine. Wombat says, I know you've gone over this in shows past, but I'm going to start the hardcore Oxy run soon. What is the Plexi Loop? Alright, pencil and paper to the ready. The Oxy Loop is starting off going into it either as a normal Oxy Core or normal Oxy, Soft Core Oxy to get an air, or go in as a hardcore Seal Clubber to get a Shillelagh. I prefer the second one. You're going to start out then with a Seal Clubber and get the Pike, which requires muscle, so you go to Turtle Tamer. And you get the Pith Helmet, which requires Moxie. So then you get Disco Bandit, which gives you the Plexi Pants, which require Moxie. So you get Accordion Thief, which gives you the Pendant. So you go to Sorcerer, which you get the Pinky Ring, and then you go to Possumancer. And then you get the Pocket Watch. And you are happy because you now have 6 uber sparkly tattoos. And, oh yeah, a Plexi outfit. Next question. Takato26 says, I have no hardcore skills. Well, I'm not talking about hardcore, I'm just permanenting. You know, it depends on what you have. Do you have you done any ascension runs at all? I mean, do you have any permanent skills even by doing softcore runs? That still matters. Lord Matthew says, I have Postomancery, Advanced Booze Crafting, and Superhuman Cocktail Crafting permed. Should I run for Pulverizing, level 15, Pasta Mastery, or Sauce Crafting next? Go Sauce Crafting so you can get Scrumptious Reagents, and then take the level 15 Pasta Mastery, and then you can make food. Well, no, stop. Ignore me. Reset. Brain thing. Looks like you're trying to make food and stuff. Okay. I would do sauce crafting, then get pulverized, then come back to level 15 postmancery. Because then you can pulverize things as you get them from those last few runs, and you can get 2 runs worth of reagents banked up, so as soon as you get postmancery, you can make high mains. That'd be my thoughts. Inferno Hero said, I heard that the NPZR can beat all the naughty sorceresses' familiars. Is this correct? I don't think so. Because otherwise you would have just broken that... you would have broken that game. And I don't think so. I'm really damn sure that that's not true. Yeah, I don't think that's true at all. So I'm going to say no. I gashed my hand last night. I was one of the robots, so I have a piece of piano wire, and I was helping move the robot off the board, and it just caught my thumb knuckle, like not the one where it attaches into the hand, and it is a good 3/4 inch gash. It hurts like a bitch. I need to remedicate it so it helps heal up again. The Adventures Mikia. I guess you're I did kind of forget the second question. I'm sorry. You missed your second question. I'm having problems with the misspelled abominations in the crypt on level 8, and they're kicking my butt. Yeah. If you're relatively new, and you don't have a lot of stuff, then level 8 really does suck. unless you've got... I need to talk to Chick and say, is there a way that I can click on those names and go to them? Let me look at you here. I think you're new-ish. Okay, so you have no adventure ascensions. It's going to suck unless you have... you're a seal clubber. Lunging thrust mech. Get lunging thrust mech and get... Eye of the Stoat and lunging thrust mech the crap out of everything, and life gets pretty. And since you can access the muscle store, also do cheap wind-up clocks to help your initiative so that you can actually get to them first, and life becomes beautiful. Life is beautiful. And after I win my Academy Award, I'm going to kiss everybody on stage. Padfoot SM says, I'd like to check in with you, Ashlyn. In check. Okay. I've done a run as a turtle tamer with double fisted, and I used the one of Nagamar in the antique sphere. I've never had a more effective battle against an ice sorceress 4 turns and she was dead. Is there a more effective way to fight her? I've actually killed her in 3. And what did I have on? I had my dodecapede, and I had furry suit, and I had, I wanted to say the weapon and a shill, and I was a muscle class, and it was hit. And then the dodecapede also hit and killed her. Second form hit a third time, done. So it was 3 lunging thrust max in a row. And I was like, holy crap, that's awesome. But no, that's actually become one of the newer strategies that have come up with the 90 sorcerers, with the antique spear, because of its de-leveling ability. And that's fine. Perfectly cool. So now it's a good one. Sir 4684 says, how do you perm a skill? Ascend and start over, and you get to keep a skill. Takato 26 says, I have Weapon of the Postalord softcore permed. Okay. You need the following 4 skills: Pasta Mastery, Advanced Sauce Crafting, Mad Looting Skills, Amphibian Sympathy. That would be Pasta Mancer, Sorcerer, Disco Bandit, and Turtle Tamer. Those would be your first 4 you want to get. Trust me. Those are nice ones. Inferno here asks, well, I don't get LTS till 9 or 10, but is regular thrust mech nice? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll work until you get to LTS. Cognate's wife asks, sorry I didn't hear where it's in questions. Do you think it'd be wiser to use double-fisted against the Nani Sorceress, or would that complicate things more? Oh no, double-fisted makes life way simple with the Nani Sorceress. I mean, it makes it way, way, way simple. Alright, two more questions and I'm taking a musical break. Inferno Hero says, should I hit HP Thrust Smack or Hardcore Perm Thrust Smack or Lunging Thrust Smack? Lunging Thrust Smack first, because it's higher. Come back eventually and get Thrust Smack, because it is nice. Saucer says, I went through the Plexi Loop way too fast. Okay, so just write down, you know, class abbreviations. Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Possumancer. There you go. Alright, it is my 1 hour break, which means I need to, you know, play music and get a drink and stuff. So you're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. If you have any questions you'd like to have discussed, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. Sampling pirate porn for a bump for Wesley? Oh my god! That would be hilarious. And you know what? She'd probably fucking play it too. Hello guys, I am back. And, it's funny. Inferno here says, aren't you glad you aren't running out of questions today? The scary thing is, I'm actually starting to run out of questions. And so you can send your questions, and have me wandering around and rambling about them, to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. I'd need like 40 more minutes worth of questions, so that'd be good. Patfoot SM asks, hey Ash. Hi. I just got myself out of a Sorcerer run hardcore. Okay. And now I got a Possumancer going. Getting the whole Pasta Mastery with Scrumptious Dealio, but right now I'm using the Stainless Steel Scarf and it's gotten hard. Yeah. I was curious if you had any advice on how to use it. The Scarf is a pain in the ass if you try to use it without a lot of attack skills to help back up against those monster levels. If you try to use it during the level you're supposed to finish that quest. So, like, if you're in level 6 and you're in the Friar's woodsy area, and you're put on the Scarf as level 6, you're gonna get your butt whiffed if you don't have some type of attack gimmick. If you just try to do, you know, mono and punch, you're gonna get whiffed. Now, if you've got like strong spells and you've boosted your spell damage, or you've done LTS synergy, and, you know, so both of these, I'm talking about, you know, multiple sets of skills you have to have. But if you're still relatively, you know, skillless, you don't have very many hardcore skills or just permanent skills, then you're really asking for a lot of trouble. So what some people will do is they'll use potions to boost whatever stat is appropriate for them, Moxie / Mysticality for Spell Slingers / Muscle for LTS Synergizers. They will use Blood of the Weird Seal on days that it works, aka not today or tomorrow. And they'll try to basically just boost their stats or boost their something to get around that. And that's going to be expensive if you don't have the stuff. If you're hardcore, I'm going to assume you're still hardcore, then you're kind of really, you know, what I used the Scarf for early on, before I got those skills, was I would use it when I went back to back farm things. Like, if I was level 9 or 10, and I was like, crap, I never got my pixels for the potions, I would slap it on and go back to the 8-bit. Well, I'm level 10 now. I could pretty much pwn the pixel things, and I would get respectable stats. Or if I needed a disease, I would slap it on and go back to the funhouse. And so it's going to be very hard to use if you don't have a set of skills. And it's going to be kind of the true with anything that really gets more than 10-15 monster levels. It gets pretty hard, you know, especially if you're also using the mind control device. Then you're really, I mean, because I did that like twice. I was like, fuck this, this scarf sucks. And people's like, no, scarf's the greatest thing ever. And I'm looking at their skill set going, they have skills. I don't. I should get some skills. So, there you go. Oh, zombie lesbian porn. God, I hate it when I glance over chat and the first word I see is hard nipples. And I'm not, oh. Because I'm like, what, where, who? Pictures, where? I'm like, damn it. I'm so bad. Inferno Hero. Also, did you ever play the game Chrono Trigger?
Yes.
Sir, 4684. Does it matter how many turns it takes for you to complete an ascension? If you pass a certain point, will you not get a reward for that run? The only way you can lose a... I'm so bad. The only way you can lose a reward is if you turn off the path. Like, if you're hardcore and you turn off hardcore, you will not get hardcore rewards. But no, there is no turn limit on an ascension to get a reward. Robot porn. You know, someone showed me something. Oh, thanks, Love. Someone showed me once this link to this completely computer-animated porn, and it was like... And it was like watching the excerpts of this thing. I'm going, you know, the animation's fairly impressive, you know, because I will respect good animators. But it was animated porn. And it wasn't like, you know, cartoon hentai. It was like 3D CG. It was like, and apparently you could buy it. It was like a 2-hour movie. And apparently at one point, it's like, okay, the story is on the blurb. And it was so funny. It's like, princess trying to find her prince to marry in the universe, and five princes show up, and one of them's a robot. I'm talking like a magic mecha man, just, you know, in the snippet they're showing this, I'm like, this is so wrong. I was like, where do you find these links? Where do you find these links? Dear God, people. Oh, it was just wrong. So, yeah, I mean, it was like this, and then like the next snippet was like this little like 2-foot, like, dwarf thing with like the 3-foot penis. I'm like, he would fall over and couldn't walk because he's completely unbalanced. I'm just cracking up. I'm like, dear God, who comes up with this stuff? Chicken porn? Ew. moving on. porn. Jesus, damn it. Hold on. Nipples, you're distracting me on air. God! Sorcerer asks, which is better weapon to use against an Isorcist alongside the wand, an ancient spear, or the pitchfork? The spear is strong in D level. The pitchfork is 9 combat damage, also strong. The spear is a good popular usage. Flaming Talons is good because it gives damage. The Shillelagh is good. Pitchfork's not bad. Jesus Christ. People have lost their mind in certain channels. Jeez. crap. Let's see here. Scroll down. Again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. OMG, lol, noob, as would you clone your pet? I guess you're talking like real-life clones? See, I don't know, because even though you clone the pet, when it was new, it wouldn't know you, and it wouldn't, like if it was a dog, it wouldn't be trained, it wouldn't know anything, and you'd basically be just retraining a dog that would look like your old dog, but wouldn't act like your old dog? I mean, I personally see a clone as just as a separate being. It's just cloned and, you know, the same DNA, and, you know, twins have the same DNA and they don't always act the same, so I don't think, I don't know, probably not. Lilith, I hate you. All this talking, yet no pictures. Damn it all. Javalco said, Jean is shorter than Brutus, but taller than Imhotep. Imhotep is taller than Jean, but shorter than Lord Scotland. Lord Scotland is twice the height of Jon and Brutus combined, but only one-tenth the height of Milsey. Milsey is the constant height of X, I guess, exponent Y. If Jon stands exactly one nautical mile away from Lord Scotland, how tall is Imhotep? Who the fuck cares? Oh, God. Wow. You people, where do you come up with these things? Oh, God. I'm not even going to go into that link because that so just worries me. So girls' corpses and squirt. Jeez. Alright, let's get back to question. The correct answer is Imhotep is invisible. Lost your minds. It's from a spoof of a 70s British education program called Look Around You. Oh, but I've never seen that one. So I fail. I don't want to see movies. Dear God, people. Also, Swan wants that message K-mailed to him. So, K-mail it to Swan. Because that's wrong. Let's see here. Scrolling down. Just for Trans, can you manage a mall store while in hardcore? Yes, you can put stuff into your mall store, and you can change your prices, but you cannot take anything out. Lilith says, Polka or Fat Loot first? Fat Loot. I want to see boobies, just not man boobies. Lord Mathis says, what's your stance on lesbian ninja porn? I would prefer like threesome ninja porn better, but that's just me. NovaKnight21 says, what do you like best, ninja porn, robot porn, zombie porn, or pirate porn? Also, hard nipples. robot porn would be, weird. Zombie porn would be messy. Pirate porn could be interesting. Ninja porn would kind of, they all be in the shadows. You wouldn't see it, so I guess pirate porn. Leather says to recommend Stasis for LTSers. Well, if you want a really fast run, you have to go to Stasis. That's how they're doing those fast runs. So, Again, if you have any questions, you can go to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. Nick asks, how needed is the level 13 resistant skills? Would I ever want to hardcore permanent them? The stench resistance is good, because then you don't have to elemental saw sphere. If you get them permed, then you're saving, you know, you don't have to do any stench resistance or any resistance at all for the daily dungeon and the various other places where you have to have resistance on. So I found that I liked it when I got Dark Eagle, when I got him softcored those. That was nice. So I would say yeah, but I wouldn't put them as a primary, even a secondary. Leather, technically all of my questions are going to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100-5959. What the hell? Corpse Twister. I think someone has frickin' lost their mind. Wow. Okay. I'm not looking at any more of your links. Jeez. Javalco says Imhotep is invisible. OMG lol noobs, this is a picture, and it's like Kirby flipping me off, and then he wants to give me a hug. Okay. Chrono Talon says, is this a bad question? Maybe. Dave Vernon asks, as pissy to her Agilon Amplitude Prawn Slash. Leather, the reason I'm telling you that is that if I'm looking on my list of questions off a Teacher's Assistant, and you throw it to me in chat, and it scrolls off, and I was somewhere else looking at something, and I never see that question, I don't know to go look for it. So that's why I'm saying, just kind of give me all the questions on to Teacher's Assistant, because I will probably lose it. But Stasis with a Starfetcher NPCR, I don't know. I'm not much of a Stasis person. Okay, Stasis people, which is better, Starfetcher and NPCR? Because I don't know. I doesn't know. Divernon says, I plan on starting OxyCore runs next run. A few questions. Should I time my ascension so I end up with 200 turns on the first muscle day? Would not be a bad idea. Or at least think about doing it so that you have time to run the daily dungeons in between your runs. Because you can get your keys when you're not on stat days. But those kind of, everybody else kind of says, go ahead and wait for everything else on the stat days. Hi, Wexer. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, but back to because I know there's a crappy answer there, Divernon. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will either set it up where their first ascension day is a stat day, so they can get their basic things done out of the way, first day or two, and get those 80 turns, and then those next days that aren't stat days, they can do daily dungeon, because they're strong enough to do daily dungeon and hopefully get one or two keys, and then they got stat days, and they can do their last daily dungeon turns, hopefully, and then go on from there. So, yeah. Vernon also asked, what is the proper order for doing OxyCore runs by class? Should I use my Toot Clover to build a Rock and Roll Legend so I can keep myself buffed? Yeah, the 2 clover is nice for doing that, and then you can break it apart later to make other stuff if you need it. Okay, last time I'm doing this order, this run, I'm not answering it anymore on this show. Seal Clubber, Turtle Tamer, Disco Bandit, Accordion Thief, Sorcerer, Pastamancer. There's a place near here that delivers and sells pizza, Chinese, Greek, and Italian food. Oh, I am so freaking jealous. That's not fair. Let's see here. Tiny Turtle says, "What is a good food that isn't expensive or hard to make?" I fail at eating. Pizzas are easy to make, and they're cheap. Burritos are easy to make, and they're cheap. And those are good low-level foods below reagent foods, which are really easy and great to cheap make, especially if you have pasta mancery and sauce crafting. So, there you go. Adventurous Mikia, there are 69 people in the radio room. Well, you know, that's so much good. Javalco says, Minnesota is beating Seattle. What are the chances of Mike Holmgren flipping out like Dennis Green? Probably not that much. Time for me to go look at a score update, because I've paid so little attention to NFL this weekend. Because my Razorbacks are getting ranked even so better. And let's see here. Scoreboard. Let's see how badly they're losing here. Let's scroll down. 24-13, fourth quarter. They're kind of still in it. And if they had the ball, oh well. Meemate said, "What is the stasis I'm hearing so much of?" Stasis is this strategy where you have various skills that let you get damaged, but then you have a lot of skills that then, because you get damaged, you get back hit points and magic points. And so you do enough damage to keep beating the monster, it keeps hurting you, but then you're getting healed back because you're getting your magic points and your hit points back. And so what if you do it right, you finish the battle and you have as many hit points and probably more magic points than you had when you first started. And so it's a way to gain items and stuff from fights. Not items, but hit points and stat points. Sorcerer says, oh god, "What are your feelings about porn regarding left-handed elven dentists spanking half-shaven Wookiees while anthropomorphic elephants punch incontinent Nazi nuns in their shaven eyebrows?" I'm going to pass. Aspirin says, "What about zombie robot porn? Buy or rent?" Sell. Nick says, "In semi-decent detail, can you explain heart stasis and hardcore and how to run it effectively?" Nick, honestly, I can't. The person I would suggest you talk to is Rickett. Rickett does it, and does it respectable. Or K-Ween. And cause I never got into the stasis. It is one of those that takes a lot of time to do, and a lot of thinking. And I have neither of those capacities these days. So I would recommend go off and talk to K-Ween or Rickett, and they could probably talk to you. I know there's videos. One of the Jick and Scully links, there's videos to stasis movies. You can actually watch somebody go through a few rounds of stasis. I mean, I know the concepts, and I know how it works, but I've just never done it. Or talk to Leather. Or the stasis link on the wiki. There are you know, this is one of the things, I'm not real good at it. I don't know. I'm going to pass it on to someone else. So yeah. Quango says, "If ever a weaver, a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz won. And if so, why?" Because of all the wonderful things he does. So let's go see him. Padfoot SM says, "All right, Ash, hopefully this won't take up too much of your time. I'm a hardcore runner trying to get faster runs going. My current skills are double-fisted, Tal the Terrapin, Amphibian Sympathy, Toma Snowcomb, Advanced Sauce Crafting. I'm currently a Pasta Master and just got myself Pasta Mastery, which I plan to make permanent after this run. I'm currently debating what skills I should get next. I've got a big list of them, but I'm not sure. Guesses maybe, but not for sure." Okay. Anyway, I'm thinking either I get the Monstrous Madrigal or Ambidextrous. Any advice on that one? Madrigal first, because it will help you early on with your Moxie boost. Should I keep doing T-Path? I did T-Path and enjoyed it, or No-Path. Teed is nice. Teed is very nice. Especially since you have Pasta Mastery and Sauce Crafting, you can make reagent foods and do damn well on those. I like Teed. I actually really did prefer Teed, because it was less thinking about having... I didn't have to deal with finding drinks. Now, the part of it I really like, passive skills, especially in hardcore. You know, I do too. It's skills you get to use in hardcore, but you're not having to use magic points for them. So my plans are to keep getting passive skills in the future. For example, my list shows Ambidextrous as high in the list, as well as mad looting skills and overdeveloped sense of self-preservation. I also plan to get Eye of the Stoat and a few other of the Sealed Clovers. Good lineup to get a faster run. Or not. Actually, yes. Every one of those skills was running around the back of my mind saying you should probably get. Now, I'm assuming that your passive Sealed Clover skills you're talking about are Claws. Claws of the Otter, Claws of the Walrus. Those would be great. yeah, passives are great. Great things to get. Great things to get. Tag sent me two links. I'm too scared. Adventure is Mikia. I see so many people are on radio. Who radio? There would be 76. Count says, "What accordion thief skill would you recommend to get hardcore permitted first? Moxious Madrigal. And then I would say Fat Loot would be the next one." And that would be my suggestions. Alright, moving on. Orange Person says, "My favorite prawn is chicks with frocks eating Kron in the early Moron with Megatron and being poked with Herons." Wow. 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 OMG Law Noob says, "Do you get to choose a new sign every time you ascend, or do you only get to choose one?" No, you get to choose a new sign every time. And if you don't have any inkling what to do, you could always message Chatbot for Ascension help. I think it's message Chatbot Ascension, and she gives you advice, and it's funny. Haplo has checked in and will be in the next 15 minutes. If you have any more questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. Oh, Hasselback left the game injured. That's why we're losing. Okay. I'm not sure if I want to look at this educational supplement about maths. It just worries me. Venture is Mikia. "I'm done with the stupid." Okay, what are these keys that have to do with the daily dungeon? There are three keys you can get for the daily dungeon, one for each of the gods, and you need them to ascend. They have usage in the tower, and they also help you get through those lock gates at the in the mountains, the Hall of Heroes. So you need those. Saltra, what do you consider a lot of ascensions? For basic, having lots of skills, 25 to 30, for just sheer amount of, hey, look at me, I have a buttload of ascensions, over 100. Or we could be like Bashy and have 272 frickin' ascensions. Yeah. That's just still pretty insane. Because Dark Eagle, my softcore multi, before I quit ascending him, almost nonstop, because that's how he became a farmer, has 117. So, you know, I have a bunch. So yeah. Moving on. The Egan. I'm confused. I know it's a noob question. No, there are no noob questions. Only noobs. Wait, no. I somehow messed that. Anyway. But I'm just starting, and I get the back 10 cave quest. It says you need something to cover your face, but for some reason, it won't let me into any of the shops or into the market. So what would I be looking for to cover my face? Adventure around in the Guano entrance and see if you can't find something that might help deal with the smell. You know, since you're new, I don't want to basically tell you exactly what to do, but I'll kind of poke you in the right direction and just kind of stick around the Guano entryway until you find something which maybe smells a little bit better. Now, you may not think that it's a perfect smell, but it's better than bad crap. So, there you go. Soulblade Z says, what is the best way to get neat if you don't have a store and you're a seal clever? Beat the crap out of things. And sell stuff. It's the idea of meat farming is you just go to areas that have good returns of meat and you farm there. Used to be the ICP was the place, and now it's not. So some people say, go to the castle, you can get all these items, and you can auto-sell them. Some people say, hey, no, go into part of the new manor. There's meat areas in there. And some people are like, no, you can still get good things in the peak if you set up your item boosts and you do different things. And I'm like, hey, look, guys, you have to think, oh, noes. You know, I mean, if you're looking for massive amounts of meat immediately, you're not going to really find that ability much anymore in the game. It used to be you could do that. You could farm food and certain things. I mean, you know, and bam, you get like huge amounts of meat. And yeah. So. Sir 4684. You're starting to fade into silliness here. What do you think about ambidextrous Nazi transvestite Eskimo pirate robot elf ghost alien third world orgy prawn? I think you'd be hard pressed to find actors to actually do that. Because, yeah. Sorcerer says about the backhoe, you might also consider sending him to the sleazy back alley. Yeah, that might not be a bad place to go to as well. Padfoot gives me a long list of skills, and let's see here. Thrustmack is one you should think about. Skin of the Leatherback is one you should definitely think about. Expert Panhandling should be moved up to get near the end of your list. No, your list is good. Your list is very good. Because I think I have the majority of those on Ash. Yeah, that's a good list. Omglaw Noob says, what does the Wallaby do? Did anybody ever finally figure out what the Wallaby is? What the Wallaby does? I should go look. The Wallaby sign is unknown. Dun dun dun. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 100 59 5-9. I'm trying to stall because I have no questions. I could play a long song, but I don't want to. Actually, I need to start figuring out what song I'm going to play on my exit. I guess I'll play some Dragon Force. I'll play when I usually don't play. Just because, you know, it's different. Again, for just starting, Suede Sword of the Stakes. So Stakes can help you get Vampire Blood if you're in the right area. The Suede Sword's nice. Are there any items that I can get now that will offer spooky resistance? Spooky resistance. Oh, I'm pretty sure there are. Glowing Red Eye, Titanium Assault Umbrella, the Lick Face, the Dungeoneer's Dungaree, Orange Traffic Cone, can't get that one. Crimbo Hat, can't get that one. Elemental Saw Sphere, the Eye of the Lick. Yeah, there's items. There are items. Ooh, I think it's time to go, so are you ready? And if so, then I am done with all of this and stuff. So, guys, I will hopefully talk to you next week. The show will come on again 4-6 Central Time. I will be on Friday and Saturday night. I think I'll be on both nights this weekend. And so I will leave you some Dragon Force.